sixth Democratic presidential candidate sparred Wednesday night in Nevada in the ninth debate with billionaire Michael Bloomberg on stage with his rivals for the first time. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg entered the debate fresh off of strong performances in Iowa and New Hampshire, the first two states to make their selections in the nominating contest. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar is looking to ride momentum from a surprise third-place finish in New Hampshire. And among the candidates for whom the debate and Saturday's voting are a chance to break through and recapture the support that made them strong contenders in earlier national polls are former Vice President Joe Biden and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. The White House is denying reports that President Trump offered to pardon WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange if he would say Russia had nothing to do with leaking Democratic emails in 2016. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
At a preliminary hearing in London Wednesday, an attorney for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange read a statement from another lawyer who says then-Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher went to see Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London in 2017 on instructions from President Donald Trump. According to the statement from attorney Jennifer Robinson, Rohrabacher relayed that Trump was offering a pardon or some other way out if Assange said Russia had nothing to do with the leaks from the Democratic National Committee during the 2016 election. White House spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham says Trump has never spoken to Rohrabacher about Assange. A full hearing for Assange, who's fighting extradition to the U.S. on spying charges, is scheduled to begin next week. I'm Mike Gracia.
Eight people were killed on Wednesday in two shooting incidents in a German city near Frankfurt, and special forces were chasing the gunman who fled in a car. Local media said the gunman had opened fire at two shisha bars, and heavily armed police sealed two streets in the city. This is VOA News.